So yesterday we talked about choices. We've been made in his image, and when we choose fellowship with the Lord, he empowers that decision and takes upon himself the responsibility for fulfillment, both in the situation and in the creation of his image within us. You're always becoming something, either more Christ-like or less, and this is where you get to choose. It's not a one-off decision. You're going to be met with these choices 100 times a day, me or Christ. Let's remind ourselves of the definition of honour again. Honour recognises both value and worth. It holds something or someone in high regard and respects it. It defers to that person and takes the lower place. The antonyms, the opposites, are disrespect, degrade, debase, or humiliate. When you allow someone to speak, for instance, you bestow honour. I'm not talking about flattery or hyperbole here, but sincere love from a pure heart. Paying attention to others when they're speaking is giving them honour and respect. You might not agree with what they're saying, that's immaterial. You honour them by giving them your time and listening to them. You're showing them love, consideration and respect in the same way Jesus shows it to you. And love, you know, absorbs the shortcomings and failures of others with no regard for itself. He must increase, I must decrease. God bestows honour on us because he's honourable and he can't be anything other than himself. We are his heirs and we are being trained to be just like him. The principle is that what you are, you will give or bestow upon other people. There's a thought right there. So what are you bestowing on other people every day? I know I have to examine myself all the time. How about you? What are you bestowing on people? Honour. Looking at the word raises the question of the system we as a society use to bestow honour. And closer to home, the yardstick we personally use to honour and respect those around us, particularly those closest in the family unit. We'll come back to that one later on. Things and people only have value because we impute value to them. We give it. For example, I may spend thousands of pounds inventing a widget and many more thousands marketing it, but if nobody buys it, it's valueless, despite how much I've spent on it. I may paint a picture that I think has got the same value as a Picasso, but if no one likes it or buys it, the only value is the canvas it's painted on. Value is subjective. It follows that the types of people that society values or respects reveals where our value system lies. Are we using the same value system as them or that of the kingdom of God? Honour bestowed through Oscars and BAFTA awards and Grammy awards is highly prized. Footballers and singers are often recognised with knighthoods by the Queen. Recognition for entertainment, sporting ability and material wealth are the culture into which we're born. Western society places the highest value on entertainment, sports and material wealth. And it's people who succeed in these areas who receive the most deference and honour. And this is directly at variance with the value system of the kingdom. The biblical system for the value and worth of men and women, that which God applies, looks like this. Intrinsic value, character value, performance value. We'll have a look at these three tomorrow, remembering that God made us responsible, moral beings with the gift of choice. Stick with the program. Your growth into his likeness starts just here. God bless you.